News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's Kim Jong-un has been elected as Interpol's president, edging out a Russian candidate who was strongly opposed by the U.S., Britain, and other European nations. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
Kim's Interpol election win can be seen as a victory for the White House and its European partners, who'd lobbied against Alexander Prokopchuk's attempt to be named the next president of the policing organization. The longtime veteran of Russia's security services had been strongly opposed by many nations. They had expressed concern that if Prokopchuk had been elected, it would lead to further Kremlin abuses of Interpol's red notice system to go after political opponents and fugitive dissidents. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The rain that started the fall in California is not completely welcome. This is even after the devastating wildfires there. And AP correspondent Rita Foley tells us why.
Teams have been sifting through wildfire ash and debris, searching for bodies in and around Paradise, California. More than 80 people are known dead in the Northern California wildfire, hundreds more unaccounted for. The rain will complicate the search for the dead. Cal Fire says some people may never be found. The rain may help crews still battling the fires throughout the state, but the National Weather Service says it may also cause mudslides and rock slides. I'm Rita Foley.
An estimated 85,000 children under five may have died from extreme hunger in Yemen since a Saudi-led coalition intervened in the civil war in 2015. That's according to an aid agency. Western countries are pressing for a ceasefire and renewed peace efforts to end the disastrous conflict, which has unleashed the world's most urgent humanitarian crisis, with 8.4 million people believed to be on the verge of starvation. Save the Children said that a conservative estimate based on UN data showed 84,700 children suffering from severe or acute malnutrition and may have died. This is VOA News. Several gunmen shot five people and kidnapped an Italian aid worker in Kenya Wednesday. Witnesses said at least three children were injured in the attack in the business area on the East Coast, or on the coast. VOA's Rael Ombor reports.
The abduction happened in Chakama village in the southeast of Kenya, Malindi district. Five people, including three children, were wounded and taken to hospital. The reason for the attack and the identity of the attackers has not yet been established. The organization the Italian volunteer was working for posted a short statement on its website saying there were no words to comment on what was happening. According to an eyewitness who also happens to be the village chief, Albert Chome, the attack at the village in Malindi district happened at around 7:30 p.m. Chome says the attackers were four in number and one of them had actually lived in the community there for 3 days before the attack. He had rented a house at the town, Chamaka Guest House.
U.S. President Donald Trump says turning his back on Saudi Arabia, despite its responsibility for the killing of a U.S.-based journalist, would be a terrible mistake. Before leaving for Thanksgiving holiday, Mr. Trump told reporters the White House that national security and economic interests outweigh any human rights concerns. But U.S. Senator Bob Corker, a member of the president's party and chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says President Trump's statement about the killing makes it seem like a press release for Saudi Arabia.
We've got to figure out a way to keep a relationship, but punish the individuals involved. But to send out a statement like this that just doesn't recognize any of that, to me, is it's just hard to understand.
That audio is courtesy of WTVC-TV. Asked about the CIA's reported conclusion that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely knew about or even ordered the plot to kill journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul, Mr. Trump replied maybe he did, maybe he didn't, and stated concerning the CIA's finding they have nothing definitive. British Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels to review the terms of Britain's departure, also known as Brexit. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, a member of the Prime Minister's minority government, has issued a warning: change the terms of the deal or risk losing its support. Its leader is Sammy Wilson.
She's on the collision course not just with us. She's on the collision course with her own party, substantial members of her own party.
The DUP opposes the Brexit plan for keeping the border with the Irish Republic open after Brexit. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.